This is the 5-minute focus for both hours of episode 120.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And this is the 5-minute focus for both hours of episode 120. 10 people dead, or an off-duty cop dead. And instead of focusing on that, it sounds like this in the Mockingbird media. A white gunman in fatigues, the gunman white. The gunman was white. A white gunman. A white gunman in fatigues. A white gunman. The gunman was white. White as snow. A white gunman. A white gunman in fatigues. That's the way it sounded. So in hour one, we're going to talk about what is happening, not just with that's symptomatic. What's happening is we are seeing the emergence of a potential third party. We're seeing a split in the GOP, and we may be seeing an alignment of our own uniparty. Newt Gingrich believes we may see an alignment with our own uniparty. The shooting and the tragedy of that and the loss of lives and this young man who did the shooting, apparently, and the fact that he was being known to be mentally breaking down didn't stop people from saying, oh, Fox News did this, even though this guy in his manifesto, and we won't say his name. I don't say the name of mass shooters, apparently criticized Fox News. The uniparty on our side recognizes that the media is propaganda. To a large degree, the Mockingbird media is propaganda. Even conservative radio was playing the game that it mattered that this guy's white. Now, maybe it does. Maybe this is race-based. But you and I both know that will never be recorded when it's black people assaulting Asian people. And most Asian people, the assaults that we saw, the increases, most of that was black on Asian. Now, is it truly black? No, it's societal. But the emergence of this new party, of this potential third party, is coming as people begin to take sides within the GOP, such as in the case of the race in Pennsylvania. Yes, that is a dividing line for many, many people.
When you save the soul of Pennsylvania, you save the soul of America.
Dr. Oz is a TV star and a doctor who wants to sexually mutilate children, chemically and surgically. He's a dual citizen with Turkey. He was a big fan of the lockdowns and wanted more of them. He said China and Australia did a great job. He hung out with people like Michelle Obama. On the other side of this, you have a woman who is a black woman, because everything's about race. You have someone who was, in fact, a veteran of this country. You have Kathy Barnett on the other side of this. And this is interesting because President Trump, for some reason, has endorsed Dr. Oz. I don't get it. I think he's been misled by his advisors. On the other side of this, like the guy that he endorsed for governor, because Trump endorsed Mastriano to be governor, Mastriano has endorsed Kathy Barnett. Interesting.
She doesn't play around like these slippery politicians.
Energy allows us to remain sovereign, and it allows us to put a check on bullies.
Remy and I have watched Kathy over the past several years stand for and champion conservative values, so that's why I'm endorsing Kathy Barnett for Senate. She's a
The split in the party is along many, many lines. It's also along the lines of Ukraine. We witnessed this in the vote this weekend. There are those of us who would like America's interest to be front and center. And then there's Mitch McConnell. And the money we're spending there, we're going to get into this in hour one. The amount of money that we're now on the hook to spend in Ukraine makes the Iraq war look like a weekend at the dollar store. So there is a split in the party coming. Even Newt Gingrich sees this. And yes, it's along the lines of the cultural issues. How on earth are we getting ready to vote for a guy who wants people like this?
And there's this false narrative that a lot of teenagers are having gender-affirming surgery. Most of the teenagers that are having surgery are getting chest surgery, and most of that is happening before 18 because these individuals didn't have access to early enough medical treatment.
That is an up-talking, self-described queer surgeon who's lying viciously about gender dysphoria and gender rebellion. How can we have that guy nominated on our side? So there's a split coming, but there might be an alignment. And that alignment might happen because people on the left and the right are beginning to pick up on how stinking corrupt Washington, D.C. is. So in the second hour of today's, of Monday's program, we're going to talk about my friend Gentry Collins, who's going to take head on the United States Chamber of Commerce because, and Gentry knows D.C. like no one else does, because everybody but the power brokers like Jen Psaki know D.C. is corrupt.
You know, people always ask me, and I'm sure you guys get asked this too, about whether Washington is rotten, you know, whether everybody is corrupt here and, you know, nothing good happens and we all just argue with each other. And I, having done this job, believe the absolute opposite is true.
Of course she does. So this political realignment, it's inside the Beltway players like Gentry who left the Beltway. And he ran national campaigns. He put people in the White House. He changed the cosmetics and the makeup of the Senate and the House of Representatives. He and I worked together, in fact, to fire for the first time from her position as Speaker of the House, this woman.
Chocolate.
Really?
Chocolate candy.
Oh, wow.
And?
Oh, my.
$25,000 refrigerator and about $10,000 or $15,000 worth of gourmet ice cream. That woman this weekend, as the baby formula shortage, the food shortage is going global, that woman installed something in the House of Representatives. You're not going to believe. Well, actually you will, but you're paying for it. Of course, you always do. So I've asked my friend Gentry Collins to talk about what he's doing to take on the corrupt United States Chamber of Commerce.
I also think that there are plenty of them that are of the Solomons, right? And as I'm sure some of your listeners know,
they all know.
Writes a book about essentially how to deceive people into doing something that you want them to do, but they otherwise wouldn't have done themselves.
So a power lobby for the people and the emergence of a potential third party, all in hours one and hour two of the Todd Herman Show, episode 120. Easy enough to share this little tease with your friends. Just hit the share button on your podcast app and email it or text it to folks. Talk to you during the show. Now let's make sure that we spend some great, great time in prayer and in conversation with God Almighty.